Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We don't give a piss about nothing but the Tide. How about the Alabama Crimson Tide, guys? Currently, right now, at the time of recording this, it is 12:17 a.m. Eastern Time here early on this Friday. We are burning that midnight oil, but for damn good reason. As Alabama, for the first time in 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, they had been to the Sweet 16 before, had fallen flat for whatever reason. That had been the moment that things sort of stalled. Bama is back in the Elite Eight, and they're in a place that I think we all knew they were capable of getting to. At times this season, we didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but the pieces all starting to come together, and Alabama takes down the one seed, North Carolina Tar Heels. And guys, I want to say this, by the way, not a big pat myself on the back guy for predictions because we get bunches of them wrong, but I tell you what, the backlash I received for picking Alabama to beat North Carolina was something else. It really, truly was. So how about them damn Tide? Roll Tide, roll. 89-87, the final in this one. A game that certainly, guys, again, came down to the wire, and I think that's what impressed me most. We're going to get into individual performances in just a second, but Bama made those championship plays down the stretch. They made those plays you have to make, right? Some big, and you know, the ironic part of it, we think Alabama, we think offense, we think the great shooting. Certainly that was the case in this game, but it was a defensive play, a couple of defensive plays at the end of the game that really, really stand out to you as the game, as the plays, excuse me, that were some of the biggest difference makers in this ball game. Now, from the individual performance standpoint, guys, we got to start with Grant Nelson. What a game for Grant Nelson, guys. 24 total points in this game. He was 2 for 2 from three. He was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. Hit some massive free throws, including, side note, by the way, the two that helped us hit the over 173.5. So thank you so much for that, Grant. But 6 for 9 from the field as well, guys. 12 rebounds. So 24 points, 12 rebounds in this ball game as well. He was incredible. And you knew it was going to take a special performance. I thought it was going to come from a Mark Sears. I really did. I thought Sears, and again, he was really good. 18 points in this game, shot 50% from the field, 7 of 14. Griffin had 19. Estrada had 19. And guys, really, it goes back to what we talked about before. You get to this point, you got to have great guard play, but you need depth. And Alabama's got elite depth, top to bottom. It's the reason they're here. It's the reason we regarded them all season as one of the best teams in college basketball, certainly the SEC. And you saw that tonight. But Grant Nelson, legacy game, ladies and gentlemen. Like what he did, fine player. I don't think anybody saw that type of performance coming. Bama as a team shoots 48% from the field, 42% from three, 70% from the free throw line, 14 to 20 there. You look at North Carolina, and again, guys, Alabama, I know UNC scored 87 points. I get that. They scored 87 points. It's not like it was some defensive showcase, if you will. But Alabama trailing, guys, by 8 at halftime. This game was 54-46 at the half, North Carolina. And to see Bama kick this thing in another gear and to hold North Carolina to just 33 second half points. That goes back to Nate Oates, that entire coaching staff, that team for making the right adjustments. It was an incredible job. Job well done by them. North Carolina shoots just 39% from the field total, 38% from three-point land. Did shoot 88% from the free throw line, 15 of 17. But again, guys, that those defensive adjustments made in that second half, stuff that wins you ball games. Stuff that wins you ball games in the month of March, and that's exactly what we're talking about here with Alabama. And again, you know, this was a team, guys, that I think all the attention was on Tennessee, of course, who plays tomorrow night. It was on the Auburns of the world. It was on the great stories like the South Carolinas. It was on the Kentuckys because of the whole John Calipari situation. And I'm not going to say Bama flew under the radar this season, but they kind of did. Like, they honestly kind of did. I don't know that they were the sexiest team to talk about. The offense was a lot of fun to watch, but it always seemed like there was a different storyline, different storyline, different storyline. And now the Alabama Crimson Tide are standing on top of college basketball right now, heading to the Elite Eight. A fantastic performance. And again, I think all of Tuscaloosa, they asked Nate Oates in postgame, are you going to get a mustache? He said no. There's going to be a lot of folks cutting in mustaches out of that Grant Nelson performance, though. I mean, that was incredible. Just got, and that's the thing with Bama. It's somebody different, it seems like, every night. It can be somebody different. It can be Nelson one night, Sears one night, Estrada another. They're so deep. They're so talented. They shoot the basketball so freaking well. They play with confidence up and down the floor. And again, to see Bama cutting it on defensively, I think is what's really, really encouraging, because you know the offense is there. You know it's there. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. But to see them locked down in that second half, make those big plays down the stretch defensively, championship caliber plays, right? Mark Sears getting in there, getting physical, other guys getting physical. Even go down to the last buzzer, guys, the block there by Grant Nelson. Shot probably wouldn't have gone in, but it's March Madness. We've seen crazier stuff. Doesn't even allow an opportunity. So I thought that was kind of a microcosm of what Bama did the second half, a microcosm of why they won this basketball game. And again, huge victory. Now Bama turns their sights in the Elite Eight. They will take on the Clemson Tigers, an upstart team who's pulled a couple upsets all throughout really March Madness. So going to be a fun game. But I would say, guys, the path is laid somewhat favorably for Alabama to get through Clemson and get to the Final Four, which of all these SEC teams who had all this hype and hoopla coming in, how many folks had the Alabama Crimson Tide even at this point? So really, really impressed with the job by Nate Oates and staff in that second half. North Carolina's a fantastic team. They shoot the basketball as well as anybody. To see them locked down, to clamp down in that second half and get the stops that they had to have. And still, it was a game of runs, right? Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Bama laying the final blow, the knockout blow, and then doing it with their defense. Wildly impressive. We shouldn't be surprised that Bama is here, but guys, for the first time since 2004. Folks, in Tuscaloosa, you don't have to worry anymore. You don't have to wait, because Alabama basketball is headed back to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2004.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. What's up with it?
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.